All right, coming up very shortly, we'll be joined by Garda Clare for Community Garda Information, where we'll bring you the very latest appeals and information from On Garda Síochána. Live for you here, just a quick reminder before we take the bingo numbers that, as you may well know, there's a big giveaway, a cash giveaway, 2,000. Wouldn't it be nice? Well, what about 20? 10 times that. 20,000 euro of cash is to be won over the next 3 or 4 weeks. And we have a big draw on this show on Friday. 2,500 will be given away every Friday over the next 3 weeks. 4 weeks, isn't it? Yeah, 4 weeks. 2,500 this Friday, the following Friday, the following Friday, the following Friday, and on that Friday as well, the 6th of September, 10,000 euro. It's straight. You don't have to answer your phone calls. There's no complications. If you can afford it and you can do it for fun, you can buy a ticket and it could be you. And this is for us here in the Northwest, for mostly Donegal, Derry, Tyrone listeners. So you enter some of those draws for this, that and then on Facebook or other social medias. And they're great, by the way, great fun. I'm not playing them down. But, you know, tens of thousands of people enter. This is a little draw for us here. And your chances are greater. And that's not a misclaim because it's one in whatever the amount of people that enter. And it's going to be much lower than some of those massive competitions. But the prize remains massive. But you have really over the next couple of days to buy a ticket if you want to be in all of the draws. So that means effectively one ticket gets you into five draws. 4 for 2,500, 1 for 10 grand. Tickets are 10 euro if you just want to buy one ticket. If you want to group together or yourself, you can get 6 for 50, so you get a free ticket, or you can get 10 for 80. It all depends on you, your resources, and the bit of crack that you wish to have. So if you want to be in with a chance of being in all of those draws, you really have until Friday to get your tickets. So get them right now if you can. It's supposed to be a jingle for me to play. I don't have a jingle on my hotkeys. I don't know where it is, but that's fine. I'll do the jingling. Right, so you can get on our website, highlandradio.com. It's simple to enter. As I say, there's no callback, so you don't have to be sitting by your phone and answering five rings or anything like that there. It's a straight-up draw. You buy your ticket. If your ticket's out, we'll get the money to you. Simple as. And the more you buy, obviously, the better chance you have. If you don't do social media or if you don't do online, then give us a call on 07491 25000. There will be a bit of a rush heading towards Friday, so maybe get it out of the way now if you wish. If you don't use the internet, if you don't want to give your cards online, it's perfectly secure, but there are some people who would prefer to just ring us up and we can do it that way. Or you can call in. So the first 2,500 is given away in this show on Friday. So if you want to be in with a chance to win that, the three other 2,500 and the 10 grand, then now's a good time to get your tickets if you're going to. Right, and we've got a great array of listeners. I think all the listeners so far have been all the winners so far have been from within Donegal, of all the draws that I've been involved in any case. And some have been single tickets, others have been multiple tickets. People have given tickets as presents and their ticket came out and they've won that prize as well, the person who was put down as a winning ticket. Okay, so 086 is the number. I'm not going to read out because it's got nothing to do with this. Website, highlandradio.com. You'll see the Mega Summer Draw. Click on that, buy your tickets there. Or give us a call now on 07491 25000. As I say, there will be a rush on Friday because that's just the way these things are. And we try to avoid it, but invariably, when we're trying to process, particularly for the phone calls, so much at the last minute, it's potentially a possibility that some could miss out. So get in early now if you want. There's four prizes of 2,500 grand, one prize of 10 grand. It'll be given away each Friday up until the 6th of September, where 12,500 will be divvied out. Okay, if you want to get involved in that, please do.
The Community Garda Information Slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 91-26025.
Now, Garda Clare Rafferty is down to us from Milford Garda Station. Good morning, Clare. Thank you so much for calling in.
Morning, Greg.
Appreciate it as always. Okay, let's get straight into appeals. And this one in relation to an alleged assault in St Johnston.
Yeah, so Garda are appealing for witnesses to an alleged assault that occurred near the cricket club in St Johnston on Friday the 9th of August at approximately 10 p.m. A male youth was at that location with his friends when he was approached by two males and a female. He was then assaulted by the two males. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for his injuries sustained, none of which are life-threatening in nature. So we appeal to anyone who may have travelled in that area between 9:30 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. who may have had dash cam to make the footage available to us. If anyone witnessed this incident or they observed the three people in question or their mode of transport, we ask them to make contact with us in Letterkenny at 074-9167-100. Any relevant information will be welcome. And of course, the Garda confidential line may be reached on 1-800-666-111.
Yeah, and someone has info out there. And the sooner these people are dealt with, the better. Another assault, an alleged assault this time in Clonmany.
Yeah, so we're seeking witnesses to this one that was on the main street in Clonmany in the early hours of Thursday, the 8th of August. So between midnight and 12:30, so essentially Wednesday night, a male youth was assaulted by another male at that location and he sustained non-life-threatening injuries as a result. If anyone witnessed this incident or they have any relevant information, we ask them to make contact with the Gardaí in Buncrana there, and their number is 074-932-0540.
Now, an unusual appeal this time, because it doesn't happen too often, and that'll become clear, I suppose, through the course of the appeal, Claire.
Yeah, so we've a number of burglaries. We'll start Buncrana. Gardaí are investigating two burglaries that occurred at the same business premises at Lisfannan Industrial Estate over the course of 2 days. So the first one occurred between 8:45 p.m. on Monday the 5th of August and 9 a.m. on Tuesday the 6th of August. And then the second burglary occurred between 10:30 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Tuesday the 6th of August. So damage was caused to a fence in order to gain entry to the premises. A quantity of wooden pallets were stolen during the course of both burglaries. So if anyone observed suspicious activity in the area between the above dates and times, or if they've any relevant information, we ask them to contact Buncrana on 074-932-0540.
Yeah, and seeing burglary, seeing pallets being loaded ordinarily wouldn't pique interest, but given the fact that it was a burglary, hopefully people knew what went on. Very unusual that we have an appeal whereby the same premises is targeted twice. Your Garda colleagues in Ballyshannon investigating a burglary in Mount Charles.
Yeah, we've a number of incidents now in Mount Charles. We'll start with this burglary that occurred at a garage in the area of Drumconnor, Mount Charles, between 1 p.m. on Sunday the 11th of August and 8:30 a.m. on Monday the 12th of August. So damage was caused to the rear door of the building and entry was gained. A large quantity of tools and car diagnostics equipment was stolen from the premises. A list of what was actually stolen is being compiled at the minute. So should anyone come across a large amount of tools or car diagnostic equipment for sale on a second-hand basis, please give us a ring, let us know. And we appeal to anyone who may have observed any type of suspicious activity or vehicles in the area between those times to make contact with the Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530. And again, the Garda confidential line, 1-800-666-111.
Now, a car breaker's premises in the area also targeted.
Yeah, this one occurred in the area of Drumconnor, again in Mount Charles, at approximately 12:35 a.m. on Monday the 12th of August. So we have CCTV in this area, so we've narrowed down the time to 12:35 a.m. A quantity of tools were stolen from the premises. They are a Milwaukee grinder, Milwaukee impact wrench, two Milwaukee batteries, and a Milwaukee SBS hammer action drill. So if anyone travelled in that area or within the general area off Mount Charles between midnight and 1:30 a.m. or indeed at any stage that morning with a dash cam, we ask them to make contact with us. And again, same as the last, should anyone come across these type of tools for sale on a second-hand basis or if they have any relevant information, please contact Ballyshannon Garda Station on 071 985 8530.
Yeah, and that number will be useful for the next appeal, which is again targeting the Drumcona area of Mount Charles.
Yeah, so this is the theft of a quad bike from a shed in the area of Drumcona, Mount Charles, between 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 11th of August, and 9:30 a.m. on Monday, the 12th of August. So the quad had been removed from the shed and then it was abandoned a short distance away. The ignition barrel had then been removed from it. So again, we appeal to anyone who may have observed suspicious activity in the area of Drumcona between those times to make contact with Gardaí and Ballyshannon.
Now, obviously, because of CCTV, one of these instances can be, you know, strictly timelined, but there's a similarity to these this activity over a period of time. So I presume, and we can't discuss the operational element of this on the show, but the fact they could be linked presumably will form part of this investigation.
It is likely. However, we can't rule anything out. So we'll be looking for any information at all that can lead us to answers to this.
Right, I suppose with those incidences in mind and the cover of darkness, whether we like to face the facts or not, the cover of darkness on its way as well. Is there any advice you can offer to home and business premises, I suppose, from a security perspective?
Yeah, well, look, there's a number of steps that'll help in that regard. So we'd start simply by securing your garages and outbuildings with proper locking mechanisms and secure your windows and doors at your home. Review the perimeter lighting and upgrade it where necessary, because lighting is an effective deterrent to criminal activity. Check on older neighbours and people who live alone. Keep an eye on them. If they need anything updated or that, give them a hand, help them out with that. Be vigilant for the movement of cars and vans in rural areas, particularly during the hours of darkness. If something doesn't look right or feel right, give us a ring. Yeah. We'll
and
check
it out.
And
I think that might be one thing I hope we're not losing, is this sort of sense of community and keeping our eyes and ears open for each other, not wanting to be seen as a snooper or a curtain twitcher. You know, if something's out of place, you're not bothering the Gardaí by passing that information on. Listen, not necessarily five cars with sirens blaring are going to arrive, but it forms part of the intelligence and what have you. And the Gardaí are out and about and can use that information.
Absolutely. We'd rather deter these crimes before they happen than investigate them after they've happened, when it's essentially too late. So don't be afraid to give us a ring. And if everything is in order, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. We'll have it checked out.
And in relation to, I suppose, back to the basics again, but often it's what we forget, what we keep on our property and how we secure it. Also some advice in that regard.
Yeah, so don't keep large amounts of cash at home. Take note of serial numbers of any expensive equipment or machinery, and photograph them, and any valuables you have, such as jewellery and electronics. Always keep a record of them as well, because sometimes people forget some of the things they have. And keep them photographs and serial numbers in a safe place. And then give us a ring. We have the district headquarters here, which are 24/7. They are Letterkenny, and you can reach them on 074-9167-100. Buncrana, 074-93-20540. Ourselves out in Milford, 074-915-3060. And the guards in Ballyshannon can be reached on 071-985-8530.
And just in relation to all of those incidents in Mount Charles, these are local businesses supporting local jobs as well. And, you know, their tools of the trade have been stolen from them. It's very likely those responsible won't want to sit on this stuff. So, and it might not appear to be from Donegal where the stuff's being advertised, but we know where this stuff can pop up. And I think people are you've seen the advice. There'll be a full list available on the Garda Síochána Facebook page a little later on. And just keep your eye out for it and try and deter this type of horrible activity, which is robbing people of the ability to make their livelihood in many cases. We are going to stick with attempted burglary stroke thefts and head to Bundoran this time.
Yeah, so the Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating an attempted theft from a business premises on the Atlantic Way, Bundoran, at approximately 10:25 p.m. on Sunday the 11th of August. So two men entered the premises and one of them attempted to force open a cash box. Thankfully, the attempt was unsuccessful, but damage was caused to the cash box. The men left immediately when they were confronted. So we appeal to any road users who have dash cam, who may have travelled in the area of the Atlantic Way or within Bundoran Town between 10 and 11 p.m. last Sunday night to make the footage available to us. Or if anyone can assist with relevant information, just give us a ring at Ballyshannon Garda Station there as well.
Okay, some questions. And there was a question about policing of festivals. You want to speak directly to that listener?
Yeah, so a caller from last week had a specific question in relation to the policing of the Downings Festival. We advise that caller to contact us out in Milford on 074-915-3060 and you can speak to a sergeant there in relation to your concerns. Mm. So with the question here was, on Saturday night, a man was found lying unconscious on the side of the road. Passerby phoned an ambulance. That man is still very ill in hospital. Should the guards be notified? Does the ambulance notify the guards? Or the Gardaí never made contact with the man's family?
Interesting question.
So if a person is unconscious or injured in any way at the side of the road, priority here is always going to be to get them medical assistance. That's what's important. We deal with that first. Gardaí are not usually notified of medical emergencies unless a crime is suspected to have been committed or unless the ambulance crew need our assistance.
So the ambulance crew are going to arrive on scene. Their priority is to stabilise the person, get them to hospital. They can't necessarily make a determination of whether a crime has been committed or not, so we can't expect them to notify Gardaí. But they might, dependent on the circumstances.
Absolutely. Yeah. If they suspect that there might be something untoward here, they can notify us. And again, as we call an injured party, they can notify us. Anyone that contacts us to make a complaint, we'll be in touch with them and we'll take that complaint.
I suppose really too, don't leave it to someone else. If you have your concerns, contact Gardaí and make them aware of it. We do maybe sometimes do that as well, and that's no criticism of the listener at all. Right, an open day taking place this coming Saturday.
Yeah, so Letterkenny Fire Station is having an open day this Saturday, August 17th, between midday and 4 p.m. We'll be there as well with an information stand, and we'll also display some of our services. It's always a great day's crack and a good opportunity for the children to get the chance to learn about their local emergency services and to get to know us as well. There's also an open day in Filcara Fire Station also on Saturday the 17th, and that one is between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and Killybegs Fire Station are opening up on Sunday the 18th between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Other emergency services will be in attendance at those as well, and entries free to these events.
All right. Now, a little later this month, Summer Sessions takes place in Letterkenny. Fantastic for the town and surrounding areas to see a big event taking place. But obviously that involves a Garda operation or a Gardaí liaising with the event organisers to make sure it's safe and secure and fun for everyone. With that in mind, what is the status?
So this is taking place on August 15th to the 18th. And we are working with the organisers. And as you said, our priority is ensuring that everyone attending has a safe, enjoyable time. So in order to ensure as little disturbance to the local stakeholders and residents as possible, we will be adopting a zero tolerance approach to parking infringements in the environs of the venue. So patrons are asked not to park on the N56, so Ballyrain to Knocknamona roundabout, Gortley Road, Kiltoy Road, or in any other area which may cause disruption to local residents. Do not park in an illegal manner and ensure that you're not blocking access for emergency services.
So just to be clear, zero tolerance.
Absolutely. Okay. Look, think about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If it's going to cause disruption to someone else, don't do it.
There are alternatives which people can avail of.
So there's several park and ride services are going to be available, which are being organised by the event management, and these should be utilised where possible.
These services will be advertised on all the summer session social media pages. So look them up in advance of travelling. Figure out where you're going to a park and do it that way.
Are you going?
I might make a wee trip to it.
Who might you go and see?
Haven't decided yet. Okay, haven't decided yet.
Right. Make sure you park in an appropriate manner.
I'll be using the park and ride service.
No bother to you. All right, of course. And as I say, listen, the advice is there. Forewarned is forearmed. It's about having fun and enjoying the time, but not encroaching on people around it. And you know what? You don't want to do anything either that could, and I'm not saying it would, but inhibit such brilliant events taking place into the future. Garda Clare Rafferty, thank you very much indeed. Garda Clare, associated, of course, with the Milford Garda Station. That was Community Garda information for this August the 13th. It's a Tuesday, of course. It'll be back for you live after the news next Tuesday. And, of course, you can watch it back later on our Facebook pages and on Garda Síochána Facebook page. The Donegal Camino takes place over a number of days. We'll tell you all about that in a moment. It runs from Sunday the 1st of September and the opening day of the 4th Donegal Camino, that is the opening day. The aim is to raise €100,000 for Cancer Care West services in Donegal. And we're right behind it. And we're right behind Noel Cunningham, who's the patron of Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. And with that in mind, I'm going to do one of the days, 16 kilometres, probably the furthest I've ever walked. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm rattling my bucket, hoping that it's the first time I've done it, hoping that the wonderful listeners and business people of the Northwest will get behind us. We can give them a good plug if need be and raise as much money as possible, which we then can forward on to Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. And I'm roping people in as we go, and I'll tell you about one in a moment. But first, Noel Cunningham, patron of Cancer Care West in Letterkenny. Good morning to you, dear. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Greg?
Loud and clear. We're ready for your votes.
Excellent. Greg, first of all, I should start by saying thank you particularly for the excellent broadcast from the Cancer Centre in Letterkenny. Your sensitivity and your engagement with all of those who use the services, all of those who actually operate and work like John and his team, and also a special word to Fionnuala Rabbit, who touched a nerve with so many people. And you most certainly deserve great credit for getting the essence of what the centre is all about and the many hundreds of people that find solace, find support, find, you know, attention medically and otherwise. It's an extraordinary centre, and somehow or other, you managed to convey that message to the Northwest on that morning.
Not incredibly comfortable with positive feedback, but I genuinely do appreciate it. And, you know, it was a learning experience for everyone, and I hope for listeners as well, because, you know, people might not necessarily know what services are available. Some literally turned up who have been or on a cancer journey and turned up that day. They didn't know it was there, despite the best efforts to get that info out. You're always reaching new people. But also, it was the mood of the people that use it. It's like a home. And people sit down for a cup of coffee, and next thing they're in a counselling session, and they're going through these incredible experiences in their lives. But the sense of sort of positivity and hope—I don't know what the right words are, Noel—but from the hundreds of people that used it, how do you frame it? Because it was so uplifting. Right. That's how I went in there thinking. I don't know what I was expecting to think, but I didn't expect to leave feeling enriched and uplifted.
Greg, I first visited a similar centre with Cancer Care West in Galway, and it was truly my earnest wish that we would have such a unit in Donegal, where we didn't have anything like the services that are on offer in Letterkenny today. And perhaps you summed it up best by saying, you go up those stairs, which is a very cynical, sort of plastic, ordinary office-like stairway. You open that door and you walk into an oasis that is caring. It embraces you, it engulfs you. There is artwork, there's music, there's a cup of tea. You are meeting people on a similar journey. You've gone there for your reasons, your own personal journey, and yet you find those kindred spirits and, most importantly, the professional help that may or may not be required on a journey such as cancer, whatever or however serious it is. Sometimes all we need is that hug and that chat and that cup of tea. And you got that message out there, Greg, on behalf of that centre. And we thank you for that.
But also to Noel, and that's enough of the praise. I do appreciate it, but please desist. What also, too, was the different types of people. I know Fionnuala's with us. We're going to talk to Fionnuala in a second. Fionnuala's got her own personality traits. And then there's another person with their own personality traits. And there's a man, and then there's a woman, and there's a young fella, and a young girl, and then there's an older man and an older woman. And it's very actually unusual where a space that, you know, to a man and woman, the same positive hopeful message is there. I mean, it's not always there, obviously, because people go in there in tough times. But that is, it's almost like a leveller that everyone feels in this space. It seems to appeal to so many different people.
I suppose, Greg, very, very importantly, the centre, like any situation that those who are on a journey of really serious illness realise that, you know, when illness strike, when the big C particularly enters our family, because it does enter not just, it isn't just the person, it's their friends and their family. It's a great leveler, because what you say is right. In that room, in that beautiful center, everyone is at a point. They are all on the same journey. They are all seeking something separate. And you ask what, in essence, that is. And that is that atmosphere of hope. There's the spirit of hope. And also, it's also acceptance. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, it's not going to be a happy ending or anything. It just means an acceptance that you're on that cancer journey, and that that support is there for you. And that's the greatest magic of the centre, that it comes along with you on that journey.
And there are there's treatments that take place and all that kind of stuff. But as well, too,
absolutely,
one of the some of the stories that were coming across was when that news that all of us fear, but half of us will hear and all of us will be affected by it, of a cancer diagnosis, is the people around the person who's received that diagnosis. And it can be panic. It can be, what can we do? What do we say? How do we deal with this? And you can go to this centre and you try and make sense of it all, because it can be quite difficult without this experience to do so within the four walls of your own house. Stay where you are. Now, we're talking in the context of a massive fundraiser. It's the Donegal Camino 24. It's for a service, as I say, that half of us might need, all of us will be affected by. It's a seven-day walking festival. It takes place from the 1st to the 7th of September. This year, we want you to enter, as you always do. We don't want to detract in any way from the fantastic fundraising that's ongoing. What I want to talk to, or who I want to talk to, is maybe people who listen to this programme, or who perhaps even, you know, like what I do, to also donate as well. And you can go to idonate.ie/Greg Hughes. This money will end up directly to Cancer Care West. But I'd really appreciate it. We put a tentative target in there. We're already halfway to it. We'll probably up that. And I'm going to be supported by Noel, because I'm supporting Noel, because he's the man, let's face it. I'm just a bandwagon jumper here. And also our own Fionnuala Rabbit. Fionnuala.
Oh, and I'm supporting you now, not the other way around.
Right, okay. But
anybody who's met me knows 16K may be way out of my wheelhouse. Yeah. That seems like the furthest I've ever 7K walked since birth.
7K, the Ards walk is 7K. I'll have to update that, actually, because I put Tuesday in, it's Monday. But no, you don't have to do it all, but you're going to be there on the day.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a try now. In fairness, I need to try and get back on track myself. And you know, I cannot agree enough with what yourself and Noel were saying there.
Yeah, but the show went excellently. Because your engagement with it, you know, like you're probably, to me, I've I know you're a very sensitive, caring person, right? I get that. But also you are, and you have to be, probably one of the toughest people, right? Or at least that's...
Practical.
Toughest, and I don't mean tough as in cruel, but I'm on about you're tough, right? You've had to be tough. Okay, and I wouldn't have struck you necessarily as the type of person that would use this centre. Since I was down there, I realise that's a load of BS, right?
Yeah.
But do you get where I'm coming
from?
No,
I totally do. I'm very much kind of like just, I don't like to think about things, so I'm not sure if it's tough or it's more a level of delusion, because I'm just like head down and just stay going. And
but you're working in a tough industry. You're working in a male-dominated industry, for starters.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
You know?
No, there's lots of different things. And I am that type of a person. And I have to say, like Noel, I had engaged with Cancer Care West years and years ago in a professional basis, thank God for me, the first time around. And I just found them amazing. So when I found myself in, and really for my circumstances, I find it even terrible to use the word journey, because I was lucky, so lucky, that it was just like a blip in the road. But what I found about the Cancer Care West that was so amazing and helpful is, even with, for me, it being, as I say, like a blip in the road, it was shocking to me how much it impacted me. And like, as Noel said, even the reverberations that I felt with regard to my family, you know, I'm always talking about how I come from such a large family, particularly for myself, it was breast cancer and I have a lot of sisters. I'm the first one in my immediate family, thank God, and touch wood, me the only one that has had cancer at all. So I almost felt a bit like I've brought this now into, you know, there was a lot of weird emotions that kind of came up. And I just find with Cancer Care West, what I found amazing with them is that, and just even when you were talking, I was thinking about it there, you know, cancer has become a thing now, as you say, you know, one in two people now are going to experience it. But thankfully, it's also become a word that we no longer have to say under our breath.
Mm,
you know,
true.
There was a time when you'd barely say it.
And
we had all the
euphemisms. I know Noel mentioned the big C earlier on, but that was 100%, sort of
you just felt as soon as you heard the word, you were like, that's it.
Yeah, it's,
whereas now people are, you know, the recovery rate, like for myself, you know, and are being detected so early, the recovery rates are doing so well for so many people. Also, people live so much longer now, you know what I mean? Things, and that's the beauty, I think, of Cancer Care West. They're really helping us. This is something that can happen to you, but it is something that you can come out the other side of.
I think a critical part of all of this is, you see, the use of the word, the normalisation of the conversation, I think that gets people into the GP surgery a bit quicker as well too, you know.
The fear, absolutely. I think sometimes in the past we've had people who, you know, who'd often say to you, well, I knew it must be something and I was afraid to go, you know, and I think this is what Cancer Care West does so brilliantly, you know. They help you to, yes, this is, you know, for some people a terrible path that they have to go through, you know, a terrible, hopefully just a period in their lives or a year or so that they have to go through. But they're there to help you and your family and your friends, normalize it as much as possible for yourself, get as much comfort and support as you can for yourself. And, you know, ideally, we would have 100 centres all around Donegal so that people literally only had to go as far as their sitting room in order to be able to avail of it. And so it's great to be able to support them as much as we can.
It's the support afterwards, because we've talked before about, you know, the fear of it returning. You know, I've got the all clear in the families, yay, and then people have their own sort of emotional journeys that are still there, and the J word's there. There's no replacement. It's the one I have to use. But also then, you know, with fluid retention and other stuff that can come up, or even going in and having a makeup session and feeling good about yourself. You know, these are all the little things that happen all of the time that really make a significant impact on people in different ways. It's not just the talking and the coffee.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think, like, for me, I have to say, I'm very practical as well, in that I always assumed if I ever had something like this, I'd be saying, oh, just get rid of it, just to do whatever you want. And even for myself, like, and as I said, it was breast cancer, the aesthetic of it did actually bother me, and that actually took me back.
Right, okay.
Because
I
was like, I didn't think it would, you know, the way is in the whole of my health, I would be like, oh God, no, just do whatever you have to do, and this is fine. Yeah. But it's amazing the things that you find out about yourself, even just little things like that, you know, that, and I'm not a, you know, glamorous or, you know, the way I'm not somebody that kind of leans into that side of myself. So I just assumed I would never think anything like that. But it actually was one thing that came up that I was, you know.
I think maybe that's you always look pretty good. So I think that maybe was just an underbelly that you didn't recognize.
It was just something I was surprised. Okay. You know, so it's amazing the things that you actually come up and you learn about yourself that you suddenly go, God, I actually care about that. And I didn't think I did. And I just think the work they do in Cancer Care West, I cannot praise them enough. They do just fantastic support work. And, you know, in an ideal world, they would have limitless funds in which they could do whatever they want. But as the world is, we have to help them out. And they deserve every help that we can. So I'm delighted to start walking. You'll be seeing me around the town practicing my hills. I'll never do the
hills. Do you think we'll both do the 7K? Well, let's try it. Now, what we're talking...
I'm hoping for the 7K now, as long as it's... now, and I say that, I'm hoping you've also picked a day that's relatively flat. Because I'm sorry now, but... I couldn't even go up and down that fire brigade thing. I tried to do that once and I nearly had to stop into the fire brigade to get them to drop me home.
What am I going to do with this woman, Noel?
Well, you know what? Can I just say that's the magic as well. The magic of that centre is carried into the walk because you are carried along on this wave of love and enthusiasm and support. You've done 10K without almost realizing it. Fionnuala, it will be no problem. You will do it. We can do it. As Obama said, it's Fagerling. I am going to walk beside you every step of that walk and you will be delighted.
So it's 7 days of walking. This is what we want to do is layer on top of this amazing event already, not in any way detract from the fantastic work that's being done. It's well established now. It's a 7-day walking festival. Sunday, 1st of September, Malin Head. Monday, 2nd of September, Ards Forest Park. Tuesday, 3rd of September, Sunrise Climb of Ellerigal. Wednesday, Critch Island. Thursday, September, Crahy Head. The Gay Burn Trail, which will be lovely as well. Friday, the Bluestack Way. And then the finale, Saturday, 7th September, on Europe's High Sea Cliffs, the beautiful Sleeve League. Now, you can register for all or part. It remains open until late August, with places filling up across the range of 7 exciting walking groups. All funds going directly to the Donegal Camino 2024 Cancer West Donegal Fund. Now, what we want is for you to back me and Fionnuala and whoever else we can rope in for our little part of this on top of it, right? So don't divert funding to us. Give us an extra few quid because Noel has a massive target and we want to help enhance that. Go to idonate.ie/Greg Hughes. You'll see the connection there. Anything you can do. Businesses, please. Now, I've got the boss here, Fionnuala. I'll even get her to name your business or whatever it is. But it would be lovely just to get something going here, something organic and beautiful. And me and Fionnuala and whoever else, we're going to figure out some way to create a bit of content and have a bit of fun on the day as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to be us walking. We're going to do a bit of work there as well and we'll have a bit of fun with it. My creative juices are flowing. So we'll get to that at that time, right? Where is the Cancer Care West Centre in Letterkenny? I would say it's just next door to from the Sister Sarah's and the Indian restaurant there. You just
turn in, that's
where I'd describe it as.
I think
it's unassuming.
There's a big Donegal Dental sign. I don't mean offence, but I suppose, I would phrase that.
This is why we pre-record Fridays.
I know.
No, I'm joking. Go ahead, Noel.
As I suppose it's important again, once again, to reiterate what Fionnuala spoke about on both occasions and what you've referenced. That centre, as we say in Donegal, the kettle is on. Anybody, whatever aspect, whatever part of the journey you're on, whether it's a blip in the road or a slightly longer journey, that door is opened of that incredible centre. And as soon as you walk in, you will be welcomed with open arms. You will get a hug. You will feel that you've come home, the word that you use, Greg. And this money does immeasurable good work and helps so much in making sure that that wonderful centre continues.
Yeah, and ambitions for maintaining, growing, who's to say? Lynn McDevitt is a cancer survivor and also really very active in a group of individuals that help others once they've been diagnosed with cancer and seeking treatment. Lynn, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on.
Yeah, people would know that you lead the bus going to Galway and often refer people to Cancer Care West services, presumably both in Galway and here in Donegal.
Yes, well, most of our patients travel up to Galway Cancer Care West and stay in the lodge, and Cancer Care West runs the lodge. And the centre in Donegal is just amazing. It's an outreach from Galway, and we need it for our Donegal cancer patients. There's a lot of cancer patients who haven't got any family, but they can go in there and meet family. And everybody in there is on the one boat. They're all in for the same reason, a cup of tea and just some chat and to know where they go next.
Simple as that,
journey.
And it's that post-treatment support as well.
Yes, and they put you in the right direction. They're friendly. They get you a cup of tea, counselling, as you say, makeup sessions, whatever you need, they're there. But a lot of people, it's the fear of the unknown, and they just don't know where to go once they finish their treatment in Galway. They get a wee bit better on their own self, and they just think, where do we go now? Just to ask some questions that they want answered.
Mm-hmm. Lynn, listen, wonderful endorsement from you as someone, as I say, who leads the bus going to Galway. Thank you so very much, Lynn McDevitt there, who herself is a cancer survivor, and often those that work in these areas are themselves cancer survivors. Right, OK. idonate.ie/Greg Hughes if you want to support us supporting this wonderful event as well. We're going to have a lovely day at Ards Forest Park. If you want to join us, by the way, you can. Why don't join the Highland Radio family and walk with us as well? We'll sort all of that out because, as I say, this is sort of growing legs as we move forward. But Noel, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning and for your tireless work in supporting not just the likes of this wonderful charity, but others as well. DonegalCamino.ie to register there. As I say, don't let us detract from your ambitions to walk and donate. Let us layer on top of that and give it a wee boost. And who's to say where it goes, Noel?
Thank you so much, Greg. Absolutely. You have said it all. Get on board. Join us. Join this amazing, gorgeous week for a day, for 2 days, whatever suits. And Greg, to all of you at Highland Radio, we can do this. We are going to absolutely, this is going to grow legs. As you say, it started already. And how exciting is that? People are so wonderful, and in anticipation of the help that always comes. Thank you a million times over for each and every one of you, to each and every one of you.
Take care. Bye-bye, Noel. Okay, you can check out our socials and my socials for a link. I really would appreciate any generosity. Really, I think this is going to morph into not something from me, but with Fionnuala involved and what have you. It's sort of backing us and backing... back in Cancer Care West.
My mother will be thrilled you're making me go walking. So my mother will be thrilled you're making me go walking. She alone will be donating.
But that's Caroline style. You're on the list. Didn't know. She didn't tell me you're on the list. Next thing, we're having an interview and we're part of a team.
She must be in contact with Teresa down in Galway. Teresa must have been on to her because it's my mother's dream now that I go walking.
Oh, it's amazing. The stuff gets us out walking, isn't it? All right. Listen, Fionnuala, always an absolute pleasure. We'll talk to you more, and as I say, we'll try and make it as fun and exciting as possible.
We'll see people out on the roads practicing.
Yeah, all right then. So thanks, Fionnuala. We'll be back with more. Go to idonate.ie/Greg Hughes or go to our socials. We'll be back with more after these.